Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1067. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv by Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rufu Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Lein Chamash Takav Rufu Shalema Psych Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to a malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so of course we're talking about various different inyanim of the tree, making use of a tree, how, what, when, and where, what we're not allowed to do, what we are allowed to do. I just want to talk about a couple of things that are actually brought down that are mutter. One might think not like that, but interesting. Brings down the dirshu. Again, in our simen shin lamed vav. So we spoke about that one is not allowed to, you're not allowed to take something off a tree, and you're not allowed to put something on a tree on Shabbos itself, and even before Shabbos, if it's something that you're going to use on Shabbos, you're not allowed to leave it there going into Shabbos. But brings down the dirshu, interesting, from the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Zayin Simen Mem Dalet. Brings down the dirshu, Mishabur in the dirshu. He says like this, in number 6, if anybody would ever want to look it up, he says, Vitalis Shenispasa Ba'ilan. Let's say somebody's talis itself, or a jacket, or a hat, or something like that, an item of clothing, let's say. Let's say somebody's hat blew off. Well, let's say they're walking with the talis, and a heavy wind came, and it blew off the talis. Or the hat or jacket or something like that. Now, what happened was it got caught in the tree, right? They're walking by a tree and it's whatever. It's not the branches are lower down and it blew off. It got hooked onto the tree. In other words, the guy's hat blew off or the talus blew off or whatever got caught on the tree on the branch over there. So the question is, Ovei, what do I do now? I need my hat. Ovei, what do I do now? I need my talus or my jacket or whatever it is that blew off and now got hooked onto the tree. So says the Shevet HaLevi, he brings a dirshu from the Shevet HaLevi, that shemutu lahasira b'menet. One would be allowed to take it off of there if that is encased the fact. In other words, to take something off a tree, you're not allowed to. But when it was put there without somebody's will, it's, I don't want my hat in the tree, it just blew off my head. I'm walking home, what do I need it on the tree for? So then he says, interesting, that shemutu lahasira b'menet. One will be allowed to take it off, but oifin, he says, but oifin she'en chashash shema yala b'ilan. It would have to be in a case scenario. Whereby we're not afraid. In other words, if the hat blew off and it got hooked onto the branch and it's higher up, you know, you got to climb up a little. You're not allowed to climb on the tree to get your hat. That you can't do. You can't shake the tree to get your hat either. You can't do that. Let's say it's a small tree or maybe it's very low down. It got hooked on the branch that's right at the bottom. You just stick your hand and take the hat right off. It's right there, right? It's low down. Or the tree itself is very small. He says, "She'ena gavoya yodfachim." So he says, but again, it has to be in a situation whereby it's mom either very small tree or it's very low, right? Kagoyim de ilan she'ena gavoya yodfachim. It's not even 10 tfachim high. A small tree or maybe in the bushes, possibly something like that. That's more than 3 tfachim. We said less than 3 tfachim, no problem at all. But if it's more than 3 tfachim, he says a tree less than 10 tfachim, l'chayre will be even a regular tree, but it's low down. It's less than, it's got mamish low down. I just stick out my hand and take it off. There's no way a person would come to climb to get it down. The hat, the talus, or whatever. It's just very, very low down. Since it got hooked on, it got caught onto the tree, the hat, the talus, or whatever it is, got caught onto the tree. In other words, against the person's will. I didn't want my hat to fly off. I didn't want it to get caught on a tree. I got to go home. This is not considered making use of the tree. By just taking, if I simply take my hand, take my fingers, and simply take off the hat, you should be careful not to make sure anything moves. The tree doesn't move. Nothing gets torn off, of course. No branch, no leaf, nothing like that. I just simply take my hat off. I simply take my talus off very gently. Also, there's no chashash whereby the person might come to lean on the tree. Like sometimes if he has to turn a certain way, he's going to lean on the tree to get his hat. That you're not allowed to do. Leaning on the tree, you're not allowed to do. Climbing on the tree, you're not allowed to do. Moving the tree, you're not allowed to do. But if you're simply taking it off, but whereby this item of clothing blew off, Shekevin Shaloy Nispasa, he says, again, there's all b'shem the Shevet HaLevi, Shekevin Shaloy Nispasa, Shekevin Shaloy Nispasa, Shem Midaita, since it got caught on without his das, He says very important thing that bakal, you could take it off very lightly, very, very easily. In other words, you're able to remove it. My hat is mamish right there. Just take it right off. You can remove it very easily. Again, so then he says, loynechshav kamisha noitel dover ham shahunach sham. It's not loynechshav kamisha noitel dover shahunach sham. It's not considered that a person would not have a din as though somebody is taking something off a tree that was put over there. It was put over there, or it's sitting over there, whatever the case is. It would not have the same halacha, because number one, like we said, it flew off the guy's head. It was done against the person's will. The person does not want it. The wind came, and that's it. The person does not want it on the tree. Bechlal, and by taking it off, he's not doing anything at all. Bechlal, not shaking it, and not whatever, not leaning on the tree, not climbing on the tree, nothing at all. He's just simply taking off his hat very easily. So then one would be allowed to just take it off in that case scenario. It's important to keep in mind. Okay, so now moving along, he brings down the Dirush, does another interesting, very interesting halacha from the Shmir Shabski Hilcha. So where Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that if a chayfetz, an item that is on a tree, that lands on a tree, let's say from Friday, right? And Bein Hashmoshes, going into Shabbos, it's there on the tree, then it's becomes muksa. This item becomes muksa, actually. Or if a part of the tree became detached, we spoke about in the past, it falls down, it becomes muksa also. But let's say for whatever reason, kids are playing ball in a time and place where you're allowed to play ball. We're not going to get into all the various ins and outs of playing ball. But let's say whatever, in the time and place where they're allowed to play ball, hard service, whatever the case is, but somebody kicked the ball and went into the tree. So now the question, of course, you can't shake the tree, you can't do anything to get it off, because you can't move a tree, you can't be mishtamish pe'ilam. But the wind came and pushed the ball back out, right? It's in the tree, and the wind came, and the tree shook by itself. Nobody's moving the tree shook by itself, now the ball fell back down. So does the ball have a din of muksa, or anything else that in other words, does the thing have a din of now muksa? Something got caught in a tree, is there a din of muksa whereby one cannot move it? So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings it, and the Shmir Shabbos brings him down that she'im nafal achefetz meyu ilan is mutar l'tavla. One will be allowed to move it. Kevan in such a case when chefetz shlei hoya al ilan mibaydayin, it wasn't there from before Shabbos. We're talking about on Shabbos. And he brings an example. Kagoyin kadur sheniska b'Shabbos ba'anfei ilan. The ball got caught in the tree, right? So that's what he said. She'im nafal achefetz meyu ilan is mutar l'tavla. Kevan shehu lo yehoya sham b'ben ishmashes, since it was not there going into Shabbos. Somebody kicked it, then it fell in there. So that's what he ends off with. But again, you can't shake the tree to get it out. If the wind came and blew it out, so then you'll say, oh, the ball was caught in the tree, it was there for an hour or whatever. Maybe that's a din of muksa, because since it's in the tree, I can't take it off the tree, I can't move the tree, I can't, whatever the case is. The case before we spoke about from the Shevet HaLevi was from a piece of clothing. So I don't know if this would have the same halacha, but be it as it may, if the thing that comes off, let's say in the case of the ball, it would not be a problem of muksa as long as it was not there from before Shabbos. So brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, to say if the ball, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't talk about this, but to say if the ball would have the same halacha as somebody's hat, like we said before, from the Shevet HaLevi, the Bedirish brought down, or somebody's talus or whatever, the jacket, whatever the case is, that flew off and got caught, and then you could go just take it off, that it's very hard to say, because he's talking about an item, clothing, whatever the case is. So, but be it as it may, we have to say, as they say in English, in Yiddish, Voshtet. Voshtet is the Shevet HaLevi talks about it, a garment. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about if something was not there from before Shabbos, and it just fell down by itself, not where somebody's taking it off, clear. The ball fell down by itself from the wind or whatever, so that would not be muksa. So that's how they bring it down. To say one, to be madama one to the other, as of now we can't. If we come across it, Bezmas Hashem will mention that. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha. Kol Tuv.